Imam Malik was very gentle and very polite, and even the other scholars respected him. They used to have this rule before, when all the scholars agree on something, and then one of them say something else, what do they say? They say, all scholars agreed on this, and then they say, وَشَذَّ, and they say the name. شَذَّ means he was not, it's a big word, means abnormal, something that's not normal. So if you want to say, all the scholars agreed that this is the way it should be done, and then شَذَّ, so-and-so. One scholar said something different. And Imam Malik has his own opinions in certain things, that he was different from the rest of the scholars. But when it comes to Imam Malik, they never say that word شَذَّ, they say وَاخْتَلَفَ Malik. Malik was different. So they were even polite with him because they knew he was very sensitive and polite. And we said in Egypt there was this big scholar, his name was Al-Layth ibn Sa'd, and he was on the same level of Malik. He was very knowledgeable as well, except that he has no school because he did not have any students. You see, those four imams, what gave them the chance to be famous like that, and for them to have schools that are even followed at our time, is that they had a lot of students who carried their knowledge after they passed away. And there are a lot of, that does not mean that only those four had this knowledge. There was other scholars, but they didn't have the students. And Layth ibn Sa'd was one of them. Now we said for Imam Malik, everything the people of Medina do is correct. And if you do not follow them, then you're not correct. That's according to his opinion. Layth ibn Sa'd was in Egypt, and he had many different opinions other than opinions of Malik, and they are against the opinion of the people of Medina. So Imam Malik got upset, and he sent him a letter, kind of harsh, of course, saying Salamu Alaikum in the beginning. And then after that, he said to him, I heard that you are giving fatwa, Tufti, in things or about things that are different from the people of Medina. Did you not know that the people of Medina are the people who lived with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the revelation happened in Medina, and the Prophet passed away in Medina, and his wives passed away in Medina, and you know the greatness of Medina and all these things? And then he said, your opinion cannot be correct if you do not follow the people of Medina. And again, of course, at the end he will end it with, this is only an advice from me to you, and no one is going to know about this. And of course, again, you will ask, how do we know about it then? Imam Layth ibn Sa'd sent him a letter, again a polite letter, telling him that I do respect the people of Medina, and I know they, just like you said, everything is correct, but you did not come to Egypt and you did not see how things are in our country. It's different from Medina. One of the things they had difference, we said before, and I heard even at our time in Masjid al-Farooq they do this, I might agree, might not agree, but he gave the fatwa that if it was raining hard, you can pray Maghrib and Isha together, Jama', just like the Musafir, the traveler. So, of course, Imam Malik got mad. Why would you do that? So he sent him, he said, if you come to Egypt and you see when it rains, it's very heavy rain. Sometimes people cannot leave their homes. Sometimes homes even fall apart because of the rain. You don't have that kind of rain in Medina. If you come to Egypt, you will, since you believe in making things easy for the people, then you will say that what I'm saying is correct. Now, you believe it or not, because of this and many other letters, Imam Malik changed half of his book, Al-Muwatta. He changed many of his opinions after listening to other people's opinions. And this is the importance of having conversation and listening to other people. There was this funny story I'll end with. I don't know if it's just a symbolic story or it really happened. It really happened. They said there was this lady that was traveling from one city to the other in the train. So she went to the train station. She sat there waiting for the train. Looks like the train was delayed for some reason. So she went and she bought some kind of like popcorn or halwa, or a bag of candy, whatever it is. And she put it next to her. All of a sudden, a young lady, younger than her, sits by her. And she starts putting her hand in the bag and eating from it. Of course, the lady, looking at the young girl, what's wrong with her? She has no manners. She's eating from my bag. She didn't even ask my opinion. She was looking at her. Maybe she will understand and stop. The young lady was looking back at the old lady and smiling and putting her hand in the bag and eating with her. So, of course, the old lady was getting upset. Who gave her permission? How rude can she be? At least ask me. And she was looking at her, and now the lady is eating faster because she wants to get more candy, it's her bag, and the young lady started eating faster as well. And it's like they were having a competition. And then the old lady was telling herself, I need to yell at her. I need to teach her some manners. This is not correct. She cannot do this. Anyway, finally there was one last piece in the bag. What are they going to do? So the young one put her hand first and she kind of cracked it into two. She ate half and the old lady took half. And then they both went their part ways. So the old lady was very upset. Her train came and she got on the train and she was telling herself, why did I not yell at her? Why did I not say anything to her and this and that? Finally, she put her hand in her bag, the backpack or what she had. She found her candy of the bag of candy still unopened. Which means what? She never opened her bag. She was eating from the other girl's bag, actually. The main purpose for this story is look at the side of the story from someone else. You will change your opinion sometimes. Sometimes we look at it from one view and we do not know that the other person might have a point of view. Put yourself in his place. So this is the main purpose of the story, of course. But do not try that, of course. Don't just...